Today, highs in the mid-30s. Currently in Richland Center, it's 33 degrees at 8 o'clock.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
There's word from Iran that explosions at an event honoring a prominent Iranian general killed in a U.S. airstrike in 2020 have killed dozens of people. A senior official calls the blasts a terroristic attack without elaborating. Israel isn't talking about this, but it's on high alert after one of the top leaders of Hamas was killed in a strike in Beirut that is widely blamed on Israel. There's fear that this could worsen the risk of a broader Middle East conflict. He's appealed. Now former President Trump is waiting for a ruling on Maine's decision to bar him from the primary ballot there. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Maine's top elections official barred the ex-president last week over his role in the Capitol riot. Democrat Shenna Bellows became the first Secretary of State in history to cite the rarely used constitutional clause barring those who engaged in insurrection from holding office. Trump's appeal sends the case to Maine's Superior Court. He's also expected to appeal a similar ruling from Colorado's highest court directly to the U.S. Supreme Court. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Now to Russia's war in Ukraine.
Moscow says it's shot down 12 Ukrainian missiles over Russia's southern Belgorod region. Bordering Ukraine, Kyiv's forces are seeking to embarrass President Vladimir Putin and puncture his argument that life in Russia is going on as normal despite the 22-month war. Belgorod's governor says the situation in the regional capital, also called Belgorod, remains tense, adding the city came under two rounds of shelling on Wednesday morning. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Investigators are focusing on communication between air traffic control and two aircraft in Tokyo after that runway collision between a passenger plane and a Japanese Coast Guard aircraft. Five people were killed. This happened yesterday. This is AP News. If you're planning to apply for student aid, here's some news.
Students and parents have expressed frustration as they try to navigate how to complete forms for the updated FAFSA. A new version of the federal student aid application known as the FAFSA is available for the 2024-2025 school year, but only on a limited basis as the U.S. Department of Education works on a redesign meant to make it easier to apply. A soft launch period opened last week, and the new form currently is only available for short periods of time. Students who want to submit their applications will need to monitor the studentaid.gov website since it's available at different times during the day. Students normally can fill out applications starting in October, but it's not yet available to everyone. That means students will likely have their financial aid offers later than usual. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, wishing everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Our store hours from Christmas Eve till January 6th will be Thursday and Friday, 8 till 4, Saturday, 8 till 2. We'll be closed Sunday through Wednesday for those 2 weeks. May your Christmas and the start of the new year be sunny. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center.
With Driftless Area Group, our knowledge expands beyond real estate. We offer a variety of insurance, land surveying, and interior design services. With so many unique skills residing in one special team, we work together to help you achieve all your needs. Whether it be real estate or insurance, we are your trusted partners. Start your journey with us today by visiting our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our office at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
It's the week after Christmas, and all through the town, all the presents were opened and none wore a frown. The kids were all happy with their new clothes and toys. There were smiles on the faces of every girl and boy. While everyone looked at each other with glee, the real reason for Christmas was nowhere to be seen. We celebrate this season not for Santa and elves, but because God came to save us in spite of ourselves. So as we begin this happy new year, I'm praying that the Christ child will make your heart cheer. Accept Christ love and forgiveness today, and your life will be new in every way. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Behold, the old ways are gone and the new ways have begun. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks. Happy New Year.
Is it time to buy a new mattress?
Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, generally, the quiet weather continues across the region. Now, there has been a few patches of freezing mist and flurries across Wisconsin overnight with a weak front coming through, but nothing of consequence. Looks like the best chance of picking up an inch or two of snow will be up in the Lake Superior snowbelts through tonight. Otherwise, the quiet trend continues for a few more days, and then Saturday looks like some light snow could be skirting through northern Wisconsin. By late Saturday night, early Sunday, that might clip us with a dusting. Otherwise, we're going to keep a very close eye to the southwest as a strong storm system emerges from the southern Rockies by Monday morning and tracks up through the southern plains. Right now, the track of it should take it up toward the Ohio Valley and central Great Lakes, at least the heart of it. It could still graze our area with some accumulating snow and gusty winds by Tuesday, certainly something to watch. Also, we expect much colder temperatures to build in late next week. A forecast for today, mainly cloudy. There could be a couple of spotty flurries. High temperature near 34 degrees, northwest wind 7 to 14. Tonight, mostly cloudy and chilly, low 17. Tomorrow, clouds giving way to patches of sunshine, high at 29. Thursday night, partly cloudy and cool, low 17 degrees. Friday, increasing clouds with a high of 34. Saturday, mostly cloudy, low 24 with a high of 36. 30% chance of very light snow or flurries late Saturday night. On Sunday, mostly cloudy, a bit of light snow possible through midday. Low 24 with a high of 32. Monday, partly or mostly cloudy, low 22, high 34. And Tuesday, cloudy and windy with a 50% chance of snow. Moderate accumulations possible. High temperature about 32. We could see highs back in the teens by late next week. Have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Currently 33 degrees with cloudy conditions. 33 was yesterday's high, the morning low 32. Record high 57 set in 1897. Record low 23 below zero in 1887. Last year's high was 37 and the low 32. Sunset will happen at 4:38 this afternoon. Sunrise time 7:34. For tomorrow morning. The air is calm. Barometer is at 30.04, up slightly. Right now in Richland Center, we're up one from the overnight low. It is 33.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at last night's basketball games in the area and a win for the Badgers.
Winter is the time to have your coolant checked, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in Richland Center is ready to help you have a safe vehicle to tackle this Wisconsin winter. They also thank all of their loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, or give them a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. The Richland Center boys basketball team logged a 70-56 win over Highland Tuesday night, trailing 30-25 at halftime. Richland Center had its best second half of the season as they outscored the Cardinals 45-26 and won for the second time. It was a big night for sophomore Liam Fingerson as he had 21 points, 11 from the free throw line. Junior Trayton Shep came off the bench with 11 points, including 2 3-pointers. Garrison Weiss and Wes Bosworth both had 9. Jaden Shep scored 8. Brady Dosh, 7. Tyler Woodman, coming back gradually from an injury, hit a 3-point basket. And Abe Bosworth scored 2 free throws. The Hornets were 22-36 from the free throw line. Wes Kraysinger led Highland with 16. John Dreschmeyer added 12. And Jack Terrell, 10. Gavin Shemek scored 8 for the Cardinals. Bennett Smith had 2 3-pointers for 6. Caden Washa and Landis Newberry each had 2 points. The Cardinals made 6 3-pointers and were 12-22 from the line. 3 Highland players fouled out during the game. Richland Center held on for an exciting 47-46 JV victory. For the Highland Cardinals, their next game is against Darlington at home Saturday afternoon. Highland fell to 6-3. Following the 70-56 varsity win, Richland Center is now 2-9 and will host River Valley on Friday night before traveling to Milwaukee to play Baraboo at Fiserv Forum on Saturday. No tickets are needed to attend that game, which will tip off at 2:20. Coach Brian Poles talked about the team staying busy.
But not a lot of practices for sure in a lot of games, and a big one obviously Friday night against a conference rival in River Valley, and then we get to have another great experience going to Milwaukee and playing in Fiserv Forum. So again, everybody's really looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. We had a great time last year, so we get to do it one more time. And you know, Baraboo's another tough opponent. They've really improved from last year to this year as well. So from that standpoint, the schedule doesn't get easier, but it's really just a lot of fun with the experiences that we're getting.
Richland Center boys basketball coach Brian Poles. Also last night, it was a win for Riverdale in boys basketball, 78-37 over Weston. Andre Tainter had a big night. It was 29 points leading the Chieftains. Caleb Tracy scored 19 and Ethan Bumkamp 13. Leading scorers for Weston, Isaac Jennings 17 and Trevor Westfall added 12. It was a win for Hillsboro over Viroqua, 77-71. Isaiah Stokes scored 32 points. Miles Ravenscroft, 17 for the Tigers. Prairie du Chien grabbed a boys basketball win over Fenimore, 60-51. River Ridge over Seneca, 83-75. Wazika Steuben, 58-50 over Cassville. Cashton beat Lafarge, 72-41. Mineral Point over Dodgeville, 70-22. Darlington hit the century mark with a 100-71 win over New Glarus. GET was a winner against Boston, 74-55. Onalaska, 85-45 over Sparta, and Holman was a victor against Toma, 67-49. In girls basketball, Highland beat Kickapoo, 44-33. Sophia Terrell had 15 to lead the Cardinals. Jaden Snagel scored 11 for Kickapoo. It was a win for Prairie du Chien over Fenimore last night, 60-33. Platteville, 77. Monroe, 25. 47-7. Cashton beat Lafarge Youth Initiative. It was Belmont 60, Dodgeville 52. Melrose Mindoro over Hillsboro 69-62. River Ridge 66, Seneca 21. Scholesburg beat Southwestern 45-39. Mauston 76, GET 41. And North Crawford beat Pecatonica Argyle 49-37. Bowling scores from the Lucky Strikers League. Right Way Shell at a 2,401 series. Ramada, 2,377. And Bindle Tire and Auto, the third best series, at 2,374. Napa Auto and Truck Parts, 834 high game. Ramada and Triple P Farms, 823. And Right Way Shell at 819. Top series, Marsha Mahatka of 561. Tammy Schwingel of 534. Doris Trepan of 514. Sharon Friel with a 202 game. Tammy Schwingel and Patty Lebanski each had 199s, and Marsha Mahatka a 198. Tracy Peterson and Doris Trepan each had 310 split pickups, and Sharon Friel of 36710 in the Lucky Strikers Bowling League. Tyler Wall scored 19. Stephen Krall had a double-double. And number 21, Wisconsin beat Iowa 83-72. Wisconsin pulled away after the game was tied at halftime by shooting 58.3% over the last 20 minutes. The Badgers won their third straight. A.J. Storr had 16, and Max Klesmit finished with 15 for Wisconsin. Krall added 14 points and a career-high 13 rebounds. Tony Perkins scored 25, and Owen Freeman 14 and 13 rebounds for Iowa. Following the game, Coach Greg Gard talked about his team having depth, which pays off.
You know, you never know with foul trouble, injuries, you hope nobody gets hurt. But also, I got to try to get them in the game. But obviously, you're playing really good teams now, and you just got to continue to try to find ways and encourage them not to get discouraged. And they're not. They all have approached it all the right way. And like I said, it's a blessing and it's a curse to have a lot of depth.
Coach Greg Gard, who says the team started slow but shook that off.
You know, for having 10 or 11 days off, I thought this was, you know, we responded to it. I thought we looked a little rusty early, but any win in this league is important, and you take them when you can get them.
Steve Krall was asked why the team is scoring more points.
I just think the guys we have, like we were saying earlier, just something we didn't really have last year was transition offense, just the way getting out and run. And that's a credit to AJ and Chucky and Klaz and some of our guards that like to do that. And I just think the type of shots we're getting, even though the threes aren't really falling, I think a lot of them are good shots, good open threes, and just dominating the paint like we have all year has been big for us.
Elsewhere last night, Purdue was a winner over Maryland 67-53, and Illinois beat Northwestern 96-66. In the NBA, Philadelphia 110, Chicago 97, New Orleans beat Brooklyn 112-85, Oklahoma City over Boston 127-123, Memphis 106, San Antonio 98, Charlotte over Sacramento 111-104, Golden State 121, and Orlando 115. Also, the Bucks play basketball tonight. They'll be at Indiana after losing a couple of days ago to Indiana. They'll try to get back on track. Tip-off time is slated for 6 o'clock tonight in Indiana. Former Packers center Ken Bowman has died at the age of 81. The team announced Bowman's death on Tuesday, saying he died last week in Arizona. The Packers did not disclose the cause of death, but cited his wife Roseanne, saying he died of natural causes. Bowman was a part of the Packers' NFL title-winning team in 1965, the year before the first Super Bowl, and the Super Bowl-winning teams of the next two seasons. He's perhaps best known for snapping the ball to Bart Starr and delivering a block on Starr's game-winning quarterback sneak in the Ice Bowl, the Packers' 1967 NFL Championship victory over the Dallas Cowboys. He was actually born in Illinois and became a Wisconsin Badger. During his junior year in 1962, the Badgers were Big Ten Conference champions and played USC in a memorable Rose Bowl as well. He was selected by the Packers in the eighth round of the 1964 NFL draft and succeeded Hall of Famer Jim Ringo at center for the Packers as a rookie in 1964. After his rookie season, Bowman attended law school part-time and earned a doctor's degree from the University of Wisconsin Law School in 1972. During the 74 player strike, Bowman was the NFL player union representative for the Packers and was picketing the first preseason scrimmage against the Bears at Lambeau Field in late July. Along with a number of teammates, he was arrested and placed on injured reserve with a phantom back injury and sat out the 1974 season. Bowman ended his 11-year pro career in 1975 in Honolulu with the Hawaiians of the struggling World Football League, which folded later that year. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on Wednesday Morning Sports.
Seats Incorporated, located right here in Southwest Wisconsin, is now one of the most diverse seating manufacturers in the nation, with products that are used in a wide variety of applications. Families find the Stafford Funeral Home willing to work with them, helping to provide services from traditional to completely personalized. Bob at Chitwood Electric provides sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans. Plus, Chitwood Electric is your headquarters for electric motor rewinding and repair.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Well, I'm not talking about locking down forever, baby. That would be too demanding. I'm just talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about locking out heaven with whether we're wrong or we're talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about knocking out heaven with whether we're wrong or we're right. I'm not talking about hooking up and hanging out. I'm just talking about tonight. She said I only take it slow. By now you ought to know that I ain't digging this. If we can start as friends, the weekend just might end with a little kiss. She said, I'm a lady looking for a man in my life who'll make a good husband, I'll make a good wife. Easy now. I'm not talking about locking down forever, baby. That would be too demanding. I'm just talking about two lonely people. Reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about knocking out heaven with whether we're wrong or we're right. See, I'm not talking about hooking up and hanging out. I'm just talking about tonight. Yeah, I'm just talking about a little bit later
Toby Keith, I'm just talking about tonight here on WRCO Radio on a Wednesday morning, January 3rd. 33 degrees in Richland Center. We'll try to stump you with our trivia question of the day. That's coming up in a few minutes today, and a chance for you to win. That is courtesy of Walsh's Ace. Here's Hardy featuring Lainey Wilson.
I turned around to some little town I'd never been to before, working my way through a middle of June midnight thunderstorm. There was something in the to stop me on a dime. Well, she was scared to death, so I said, climb in, and then she climbed. From head to toe with a tear in her bloodstained shirt. She didn't tell the whole truth, but she didn't have to. I knew what had happened to her. I didn't load her down with questions. That girl had been through enough. I just threw it in drive, looked in those eyes, and asked her where he was. I don't know. The whiskey scars I hid. I never thought my day of justice would come from a judge under a seat. But I knew right then I'd never get hit again when he said to me, wait in the truck, just wait in the truck. Well, I knocked and knocked and no one came, so I kicked in his double wide door. Let the hammer drop before he got to that 12 he was reaching for. I didn't try to hide my pistol. I didn't even try to run. I just sat on the porch smoking one of his cigarettes and waited for the cops to come. I don't know if he's an angel, 'cause angels don't do what he did. He was hell-bent to fight. All the whiskey scars I hid. I never thought my day of justice would come from a judge under a seat. But I knew right then I'd never get hit again when he said to me, wait in the truck, just wait in the truck. Comes to see me from time to time. It was worth the price to see a brighter side of the girl I picked up that night. And I might be here forever. It ain't paradise, that's true. But it's a whole hell of a lot better than the place I sent him to.
Turn the lights down low and put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. Then There's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. The door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man.
Josh Turner and your man on WRCO. Just past 8:30 this morning, a reminder that Mickey Mouse is now in the public domain only since Monday, and he's already going to be using a going to be used in a slasher movie. The 95-year copyright ran out on the earliest version of Mickey that appeared in the 1928 short Steamboat Willie as of January 1st. Two horror films featuring Mickey gone bad are now in the works. On Monday, director Jamie Bailey released a trailer for Mickey's Mousetrap, showing a person in a Mickey mask terrorizing people at an arcade. A release date has not been set. Last year, Winnie the Pooh became public domain, which led to the slasher film Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. Oh, well, not my thing. I don't understand it, but that's all right, I guess. To each their own. And Rachel Lindsay of The Bachelorette and her husband Brian are splitting. They filed for divorce in Los Angeles Superior Court, citing irreconcilable differences. He says they separated on Sunday. They write on Instagram, "Sometimes loving yourself and your partner means you must let go." Lindsay was The Bachelorette in 2017. She chose to marry Brian in 2019. They have no children together. That making the entertainment side today. Here's Alabama.
Whisper to me softly, breathe words upon my skin. No one's near and listening, so please don't say goodbye. Just hold me close and love me. Press your lips to mine. Feel so right. Feel so right. Lying here
size. Promise me you'll stay with me and keep me warm tonight. So hold me close.
WRCO reminding you today the Creative Outlet will be closed. They will be closed for 1 week. Those needing to talk with Heather during this time should call the Creative Outlet and leave a message. Nominations are still being sought for this year's Making a Difference Awards. The annual awards, which are sponsored by Richland Rejuvenates and WRCO, will be presented at the annual banquet held this year Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Nominations are being sought for Business of the Year, Outstanding Organization, Civic Leadership, Nonprofit of the Year, Best Face Forward, Community Stewardship, the Emergency Responder Award, Educator of the Year, Medical Hero, Up and Coming Youth Award as well. Nominations are easy. You may submit a nomination by going to southwestpartners.org and clicking on the Making a Difference link and nominate. You may also mail the information to Making a Difference in care of Southwest Partners Incorporated, P.O. Box 651, Richland Center, or email your nomination to swp.acctg@gmail.com. You can also drop off information at 1313 West Seminary Street in Richland Center. Nominations are due January 5th at 5 p.m. Now is the time to nominate the people who are making a difference in Richland County. Trivia Time today is sponsored by Walsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet and Ace of Lacrosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Walsh's Ace is your LED lighting headquarters. LED lighting provides important social benefits, such as higher productivity at work and increased road safety. LED lighting is more effective for school learning and an enhanced sense of well-being and comfort at home, in all buildings, and on the street. Walsh's Ace can answer all your questions and help you with all your needs for LED lights. Visit your local Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Well, this past New Year's Eve was the anniversary of the Ice Bowl, one of the most memorable games in NFL history between the Packers and the Dallas Cowboys. The trivia question today, a month after the Ice Bowl, Vince Lombardi announced his retirement from coaching, making this the last game he coached in Green Bay. Also, which Packer player was this the last game that he played in Green Bay? So we'll give you a list of four of those classic Packers. Which one played their last game in the Ice Bowl in Green Bay that year? Was it A, Fuzzy Thurston, B, Jerry Kramer, C, Bart Starr, or was it D, Jim Taylor? 608-647-4155. The winning answer wins from Walsh's.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking this is where rednecks come from. She had Hollywood written on her license plate. She was lost and looking for the interstate, needing directions, and I was a man for the job. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old Coke sign. You gotta stop it and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. I was sitting there thinking about her pretty face, kicking myself for not catching her name. I threw my hat and thought, you fool, it could have been love. I knew my old Ford couldn't run her down. She probably didn't like me anyhow. So I watched her disappear into a cloud of dust. A caution light, there's a little country store with an old Coke sign. You gotta stop in and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. This is Georgia heat playing tricks on me, or am I seeing what I think I see? The woman of my dreams coming back to me.
Billy Currington on WRCO Radio and Good Directions. Congrats to John Fruit. He knew the right answer. Don't be surprised. No, he knew that pretty well. In fact, he has some autographs of Fuzzy Thurston. That was the correct answer. He played his last game in Green Bay in that Ice Bowl game. He and Coach Lombardi both stepping out after that. Fuzzy Thurston eventually retired. We had lots of guesses for the other players mentioned. Jerry Kramer and Bart Starr retired from the Packers in the NFL. 1968 for Kramer, 71 for Bart Starr. We had a few guesses for Jim Taylor, too. Jimmy Taylor didn't actually play in the Ice Bowl. He had left Green Bay in the summer of 1967 to play for the expansion Saints. So the Packers at that point were starting to look at a little bit of a youth movement and bringing in was it Donnie Anderson? Again, it's a little before my time. I do remember just kind of some black and white memories of some of those days. But certainly remember some of the later days with Bart Starr being long in the tooth and things like that. That's kind of when I came in to really knowing what was going on. But Fuzzy Thurston, who of course became famous and owned a series of bar restaurants. People may remember that, visiting Green Bay and visiting that. Was it the Left Guard? I'm kind of thinking off the top of my head, something like that. But besides Fuzzy Thurston, the last game in Green Bay that day for receiver Max McGee and kicker Don Chandler, a couple other players who played vital roles in the Packers title teams. Congrats to John Fruit, our winner today, from Walsh's Ace, knowing the right answer. That Ice Bowl is something else, and I have a DVD of it, and I don't think they ever had, like, the entire game, because back in those days, they didn't always keep those videotapes. I think they taped over them, or maybe they didn't even think to tape them, but they didn't have a full-length game of it, but they were able to kind of piece it together using, like, NFL films and some of the local news people that were there that day filming, and so they were able to piece it together, and ESPN released that a few years ago, and I bought the DVD, and it is outstanding to watch that, and I can't help. I'm sitting there, like, getting all teary-eyed watching the Packers' final drive that led to the quarterback sneak by Bart Starr. I'm like, why am I emotional here? But it's just the fact that the perseverance that they showed, and kind of knowing it was the last time around, the last hurrah for many of those guys together. And some unsung heroes like Chuck Mersine, who was pretty much walking the street before that season, and they had to have a fill-in running back, and he kind of wound up being the hero there. So lots of fun stuff there. Good memories. Thanks for playing trivia today. Good to reminisce a little bit. This is Kenny Chesney.
Sometimes love ain't all that it's cracked up to be. drives me crazy, 'cause that used to be me. She knows all of your secrets, and your dive bars, and your back roads that you drive when you need to think. She gets to call your mama, talk about you, say she'll see her soon. She gets to do all the things I thought I'd always do. Ain't a day that I don't wish that I could be her, the way you hold her like you're never gonna leave her, how they love her in your hometown too. I'm jealous, I can't help it, I want every second that your hands are on her body, how you put her name in every prayer to God. She has it so good, but she has no clue. I'm jealous of myself when I had you. Gotta look at the pictures of you with her on my mirror, 'cause it still ain't took 'em down. And still got the t-shirt that you bought her at a concert. Now the tour dates are faded out. She gets to know your number, never wonder who's been on your mind. She gets to keep you up at night, and it's keeping me up tonight. Ain't a day that I don't wish that I could be her, the way you hold her like you're never gonna leave her, how they love her in your hometown too. I'm jealous, I can't help it, I want every second that your hands are on her body, how you put her name in every prayer to God. She has it so good, but she has no clue. The way you need her, have her whole world shattered when you leave her, hasn't had to see you with somebody new. I'm jealous, I can't help it.
Tennille Arts on WRCO. A follow-up to our question that we asked just a bit ago about the Packers and Fuzzy Thurston, and we were just chatting with a caller. That wasn't the very final game for Fuzzy Thurston, because they did play the Super Bowl, but our question was in Green Bay. So final game in Green Bay, and the Packers went on to play against the Oakland Raiders in Super Bowl number 2 after that particular game. And then other correspondents, Jimmy Taylor had asked evidently for more money. And as the story goes, Coach Lombardi said, give me an hour. And he came back and he said, we've got more money for you, but you're traded to New Orleans, the expansion Saints. They were going to pay him the money, so they did. So that was his last hurrah in Green Bay in the summer of 1967. And Lombardi would have been a tough one to ask for a raise for. But at the time, Taylor probably, he was getting a little bit long in the tooth as well, but he was the NFL's leading rusher, the active leading rusher, all-time yards gained. After Jim Brown retired, Taylor was the guy, he was the top dog in the NFL. So he probably did deserve a little bit more money, but not according to Coach Lombardi right there. I love trivia. We're going to be talking a little bit about, we're going to recap our trivia-thon during our morning show time. In fact, we'll get the winning captain of the winning team, party of 10, on the line. And we're also going to present an interview I had the real extreme pleasure to record recently with Betty Hayes and her daughter Cheryl Baxter, who was back in the area. And we had a nice chat about Betty's longevity and a Guinness World Record, and amazing to talk to them both. And Cheryl talking firsthand about all these celebrities that she still works with and still knows. That's just amazing. So that's coming up during our morning show time today. We'll have a little fun.
my hometown that loves to let her hair down. She tears my heart out when she starts to sing. Well, she's from the right side of Red River, and she's pretty as a picture. Well, don't you know she's this old cowboy's dream?
Oh, there's a boy from Moki City, and I sure think he's pretty, but I know he's trying to steal my heart away. Oh, my mama tried to warn me, he's done time in California, but he'll be in Oki till his dying day.
There's a dance we do in Oklahoma, a dance like you've never seen.
Time coming up, Packer Bear Week as well. That means John Denver Week on WRCO Radio, my wife's favorite singer. Anyway, Trails Time next and the news.
He came looking for the answers to some questions on his mind, seeking truth and understanding in the hope that he would find a way to better serve his brothers and his sisters in the sun, sharing all that he was given, giving all to everyone. Come and listen to the story of a journey once begun, of a people and their plenty and their season in the sun, and how they gave themselves to symbols and things that they could hold, living lives in desperation in the fear of letting go.
It amazes me, and I know the wind will surely someday divide us, must we always live in fear? For there are things that we must move through, some things to cast aside, but our Father watches over us, our Mother will provide.